This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado teachers have another chance to apply for $1,000 in grants to purchase materials for their classrooms to help struggling students. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Governor Jared Polis announced $6.5 million more dollars for the Donor Choice Fund. The money comes from the Government Emergency Education Relief Fund. It will help teachers purchase materials to address needs and learning deficits that came out of the COVID pandemic. It's the second round of funding for teacher supplies. In August, federal COVID relief dollars distributed money to 2,300 teachers in just 8 days. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
About 3,000 Kaiser Permanente employees will walk off the job on October 4th if a contract can't be reached between the union and the healthcare giant. CPR's Matt Bloom reports workers want staff shortages addressed and their wages raised.
The union's hoping to win an across-the-board 7% raise over the next few years to keep up with Colorado's high cost of living. Kaiser, though, wants to give a lower increase of around 3% because it says it already offers wages above market norms. It claims anything more than that would raise prices for patients, though it hasn't said how exactly.
The union represents nurses, schedulers, pharmacy techs, and transportation staff, among other employees. Doctors would not be part of a strike if one happens. With flu season coming, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will send vaccine reminders via text message and email to Coloradans 60 to 64 years old. It'll suggest getting it ideally by the end of October. This is CPR News.